today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about the fault finder in the view of Islam.
وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
Today, Sunday, is the 29th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of January 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this time, we'll listen to chapter Al-Kawthar, chapter 108.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the last verse of this short surah regarding the taunts made by the chiefs of the pagans to that holy being, it says, "Surely your enemy is the one who will be without offspring." It is worthy to note that Abtar originally means the animal whose tail is cut off, and the enemies of Islam taunted the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, by saying this with the hope that after his departure from this world and having no son to inherit his position, the dissolution of Islam's sovereignty would happen. But Quran, consoling the Holy Prophet, tells him that it is not him who will be without offspring, but surely his enemy is. Topic of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is about the fault finder. Fault finders normally tell others about someone's faults and rarely have the guts to face people. Fits the description which the Prophet Muhammad assigned to troublemakers and hypocrites. Fault finders also tend to be miserable themselves, lacking self-esteem, and since they focus so much on blaming others, they become resentful, and rather than cherish people, tend to develop a desire to undermine and discredit people. And all along, they have this idea that they are commanding good and forbidding evil. The negative feelings that a fault finder harbors regarding others eventually consumes the person, and this negativity eventually becomes part of the fault finder's character. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, therefore advised us, refrain from holding bad opinions of people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about picking faults and picking faults in others mostly. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam has said, "It is incumbent upon every person of intelligence that he carefully look over his weaknesses in regards to follow his religion, his thoughts, etiquette, and that of his interactions with other people, and he should either record these in his heart or write them down, and then he should strive to remove all of these bad traits from himself. However, there are a group of people who incessantly try to pick faults in people, and due to the lack of insight of the negative traits within their own selves, and being unaware of the spiritual status of others, are constantly looking to find faults in people and constantly strive to lift the curtains that cover the defects and shortcomings of others. These are individuals who derive pleasure and enjoyment from finding and picking faults of others, since they feel some sorts of inferiority and inadequacy within themselves. Thus, through picking the weak points of others and making these known to people and trying to take away their worth and status within the society, they feel that they can put their own inferiority at ease. At this point in time, it is not our goal to discuss the reasons why people start picking faults in others. Rather, that which is important for us to realize is that we must stop and think a little bit more about the wickedness and immorality of such an act.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
One advice is here: watch your heart, your emotions, and your tongue. Speech is projection of thoughts and emotions. The content of a speech reflects the culture of the heart, so consider carefully how you feel about others, why you feel the way you feel, and what you say about people. Prophet Muhammad said, "None of your faith is correct unless your heart is upright, and your heart will not be rectified until your tongue is in order." That is why Allah states in the Quran, "Speak what is correct. Your actions will be rectified and your sins will be forgiven." Since virtually all fault finding is conveyed verbally, we must be careful of the power of the tongue, since wise people caution the fact that affliction caused by the tongue is more severe than the harm caused by the sword. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, also provided a basic rule of good character when he responded to the question regarding salvation. He replied, "It is necessary for you to control your tongue and weep for your own faults."
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now, how to stop finding fault in others? First step is watching our thoughts. What you think determines your feelings and attitudes, which are expressed in your daily words and actions, multiplied by 365 days a year. If you think of others or yourself as unworthy, incapable, unlovable, or unattractive, it can easily lead down the road of fault finding. It is not always easy to cultivate open and loving thoughts about others or yourself, particularly when you're tapped out, sick, had a disagreement with someone, or just had a rotten day in general. But by paying attention to your feelings rather than pushing them aside, you get vital data about what's going on in your internal world and what matters to you, and that clarity can help direct your energy better. An attitude of gratitude is a proverbial magic wand that helps conquer destructive thoughts and feelings.
When we think of welfare and social security, we usually think of it in materialistic terms. Money, finances. Islam says no, there is something more important than money and finances. Real social security is when your honor is protected by your society. When your society does enough to protect your honor, to protect your dignity, to protect your reputation. That's social security. And there are some people who ruin this social fabric and social security. The Qur'an condemns them. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ But then the Qur'an tells us why these people have a habit of finding faults with others, attacking others, ridiculing others, slandering others. أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا The reason why they're so arrogant like that is because they've got wealth. They gather and accumulate that wealth. And that's why they're so arrogant. They think that if I have wealth, I'm strong, I'm invincible, I'm powerful, nothing can bring me down. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدًا He thinks that his money is going to grant him a long chance here on earth. With my money, I can protect myself from disease, from everything. That's what they think. That's the lure of this materialistic world. And so they gather this money and keep accumulating it.
Our topic was the fault finder in the view of Islam. Inshallah, on the next episode of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, we continue to search and find more about this interesting topic. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي